What I'm going to talk to you about is something that you guys have probably all heard the story before. You guys bring your Bibles? I see some of you do. I want you to open to Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Luke 2, verses 8 through 20. We're going to talk about a Christmas story. The shepherds. It's not Christmas, but not yet anyway. But I think there's some awesome stuff for us to learn from the shepherds, and so I just wanted to share that with you. I know you guys have been doing Romans, right? Yes. So we're going to take a break from that. I think somebody else is going to be here next week to continue that, or maybe they even do something weird like I'm doing to, with you, but anyway, or to you maybe. Huh? Jared? I'm not sure where Jared is.
Disneyland?
Oh, man. That's what I thought. It was a wedding. He's leaving Tuesday for Disneyland.
I'm hiding away in a suitcase.
You're hiding away in a suitcase. Nice. All right, so I am going to read this out of the Message, which is not a good translation. It's a paraphrase, but it says a lot of things in a real animated sort of way that I really like, so I'm going to read out of the Message. It doesn't, the things, that, at least the points that I'm going to bring out to you won't change. There's one little thing that's a little different from the Message, but I'll tell you about that whenever we get there. So I'm not like going all heretical on you or anything, but anyway. So actually, you know what? Let's do a little illustration first. So Anna Marie, you're always a good a good volunteer. So why don't you come up here? And I need Daxton. How about you? But you can do it from there. So Anna Marie, here's what I want you to do. You're gonna stand over here.
On here?
No. Oh. You're gonna close your eyes, and you're gonna try to navigate a little obstacle course here. And Daxton is going to tell you how to do it. But Daxton is supposed to be representing God here. So we have to make sure that Daxton doesn't lie to her and run her into something on purpose. Okay, so we're going to make it.
Make it harder.
Okay, well, close your eyes right now. How about that? Close your eyes right now. Somebody help me here. Grab a few more. Let's get a bunch of them in the way here. That's the point. All right. Okay, so here's the deal. She's supposed to get over here. Daxton's going to tell her how to do it. But you got to keep your eyes closed the whole time. Daxton, you got to stay over there where you were. Okay, so you go ahead and start, but then I'm going to stop you in just a minute.
Jackson, I can't have a chair or something so you can see. How many sets?
Four.
Okay, everybody else, you start giving her directions that are wrong at the same time.
Left, right.
So she has to focus
right,
on him.
Forward, back, left, right, backwards, forward, left, 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 forward,
left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left,
forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward,
left, forward, left, forward, left,
forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left,
forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left, forward,
left, forward, left, forward, left, forward, left,
But you, yeah, you can navigate that. With God's help, you can, right?
Hey, go, Daddy.
Jump up and down.
All right, go like that. All right,
smell
yes.
It.
Okay.
Bob and Lee, Bob and Lee.
Yeah, she's cheating.
No, I'm not.
Spin around.
Okay. Next, take left.
Y'all got to keep talking.
Talking
interrupt him.
Hey, go backwards.
Back, hey, left. Go left. Go left. Sideways.
You can help him.
All right, 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 forward, forward, forward. Go, go, go.
All right, that's good enough. Good enough. Good enough. You're good. All right, so what's the point?
Everybody's annoying.
There you go. Hard to hear God when the world is telling you other things. Here's the thing I think is cool about the shepherds. The shepherds did a lot of things right. I mean, if you think about like the culture of Jesus' day, the shepherds were really the nobodies, right? The last job in the world that you would really want would be the shepherd job, right? If you were the youngest child who was the one who was looked down upon the most, you got the job as the shepherd, right? But yet, it's odd to me, if these were the nobodies, here we are 2,000 years later, and we're still reading about them. We're still talking about them, right? We'll figure it out in a minute. Don't worry about it.
We'll get it later.
It's cool to me that here we are talking about the shepherds, the nobodies, 20 years or 2,000 years later, right? Everybody, if you're like me, and I think in this way you are, a lot of ways you aren't, everybody wants to have an impact. You know, you want your life to count for something, right? You want it to make a difference in the world, right? The shepherds are a good example of somebody that made a difference. They were just nobodies, and yet they made a difference. And here's the thing. Let's read it together. Or just follow along as I'm reading, I guess, since I've got the weird version. This is Luke chapter 2, verse 8. There were sheep herders camping in the neighborhood. They'd set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. Which, by the way, y'all know when you see angels, they're not like the cutesy little cupids, right? Everybody know that?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're the cutesy little cupids that shoot little hearts at everybody at Valentine's Day? Angels, every time you see them in the scriptures, it's just the opposite. The first thing usually out of the angel's mouth is what? Don't be afraid, because everybody's freaking out. Everybody's scared to death of the angels. They're big, bad-looking dudes, okay? The Bible doesn't really talk about it like that, but they're scary, whatever they are. All right, so they were terrified, it says. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town. A Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for. A baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once, the angel, there was one at first, was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the heavenly heights. Peace to all men and women on earth who please him." As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, so they finished singing their praises and then they withdrew into heaven, the sheep herders talked it over. "Let's go over to Bethlehem as fast as we can to see for ourselves what God has revealed to us." They left, running, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the sheep herders were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. The sheep herders returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything that they'd heard and seen. Turned out exactly the way that God had told them that it would. You've all heard the story, right? Anything shocking there that you didn't remember from before? Huh? Yeah, okay. It will be soon enough. We got lots of great stuff before then, though. So, one of the things that we can learn from the shepherds. The first thing, what did they do when the angels came?
Freaked out.
We sort of just had an illustration of it, right?
They didn't know what to do.
They were scared. But how did they respond after the angels came?
They talked over it and then they did it.
They did it. They listened to the angel, right? Were there other voices that night?
Yeah.
Or were they just kind of in a lonely, you know, they're out in this lonely field, right? There's no real noises or anything going on except the sheep out there, right? But were there other voices? Because I think there were. What were the other voices besides the angels? Demons? What other voice would you think they could have heard that night? Not necessarily even physical voices that you heard with your ears. Doubt, there's a great voice. The voice of doubt, like, did I just eat something bad? I'm hallucinating here. You know what I mean? I mean, if something like this happens to you, aren't you going to kind of question yourself a little bit, right? So the voice of doubt, what else?
Fear.
Fear? Well, the angel kind of spoke to that. Yeah. But you're definitely right.
Did they leave their sheep?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the voice of responsibility. You know, I can't leave my sheep, right? The voice of laziness. I don't feel like getting up, right? Is that the one that you might feel? I certainly would. Any other voices? I think those are most of them. But they listened to the angel. They listened to God. They listened to God's word, right? I think that's one of the main things I want you guys to hear tonight. If we want to make a difference in the world, one of the things we can learn from the shepherds is that we listen to God no matter what. No matter what. No matter how crazy it sounds. You know, Joshua was supposed to go take Jericho, right? Y'all know the story. What happened? The walls came down, but why did the walls come down?
They marched around the city.
Is that a normal battle plan?
No.
No. Can you imagine the other voices that Joshua would have been hearing? Yes, you're crazy for listening to God, is the voice that he probably heard. But you know what? He's crazy for not listening to God. And so he did. And so it worked. There's all kinds of stories in the Bible where it just sounded nuts to do what God was saying. But they did it anyway, and they trusted God in that. And then God honored them, right? That's the first thing out of the shepherds I want you to see. Let's do that first video there.
What do I have to do? We hit over the head.
So what's the problem? What's wrong?
I feel like I smack at myself. If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can do.
We'll see how it goes at the end.
Streets all to myself. Who needs to be at a big crowded party pretending to have a good time? Plus, this is the perfect time to catch up on my window shopping. This is good. So the guy says, read the card.
Yeah. I'm going home. You'll never get a taxi. Oh, gosh.
How about you love me too?
How about I'm leaving?
Doesn't what I said mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you just can't show up here, tell me you love me, and expect that to make everything all right. It doesn't work this way.
Well, how does it work?
I don't know, but not this way.
How about this way? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
Just like you, Harry, you say things like that and you make it impossible for me to hate you. And I hate you, Harry. I really hate you.
Not that one. So my wife hates me too. There's a lot of things in there that I think are pretty cool. That's one of my favorite movies, but it's very old. Clearly you can see the phones have cords on them, right? Not to mention the haircuts and all that stuff. But great movie. I love the scene, though. He's just walking by himself. And he looks up at that archway, which is that's kind of something that had happened earlier in the movie. And he's reminded of that event. And he immediately starts, he turns and he walks the other direction, right? And he's just, he's walking, and then as he's thinking about remembering that moment, he starts running, right? What does it say the shepherds did when the angel came? They talked it over, and then they went, and my version says it went, they were running. Yours and the actual Greek would say they went with haste. They went quickly. So we don't know for sure that they ran, but they went quickly. Because, and I love this line that he just used, when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible. Right? What is it for you? What is it that would make you run? What is it that you have this sense of urgency that you got to get done? You know, maybe you're at school and somebody's talking about some new song, you got to go get home and download it. You know what I'm saying? What are the things for you that you feel like you just can't wait to go do it? What is it? Because I know for me, it's not always Jesus. It's not always Jesus for me. I can't wait to take my kids somewhere. But yet, to spend time with God in His Word, sometimes I skip it. Something's wrong with that, right? Maybe we should have a sense of urgency and an excitement, a passion that would make us run after something. Maybe it should be Jesus, right? Shepherds did that. They heard God's word, they listened to God's word, and they ran. They did it with haste. They went quickly because they were so excited about what the Lord had for them. When you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, Jesus in their case, right? You want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible. I can tell you, when Miranda and I were dating, when I knew for sure that she was the one I wanted to marry, within a week, after I figured that out, within a week, I had gone and bought a ring and had already asked her to marry me. Because I knew she's the one I want to spend the rest of my life with, and I had to get it done as quickly as possible, right? Because I want the rest of my life to start soon. Because I long to be with her. Our engagement was only 3 months. That's probably unheard of for many. But she was the same way. Which, thank God, she wanted to be with me too, you know. But that's the way it is with Jesus. My wife is an incredible gift, right? You don't know that, but I can tell you, she is an incredible gift. But she's not near as incredible as Jesus. Not even close. If you have not already made your run to get with Him, man, you need to do that. Because He is so worth it. Your life will never be the same. And it'll be tough. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It'll be tough. But it is so worth it if you'll run to be with Him. Listen to God's word tonight. The Savior has been born. He is here. That's what the angels said that night. Go find Him. Go with haste. Go with passion. Run after Him. You know what I'm saying? The next thing, what did the shepherds do after they ran to see Him? Anybody remember? Look back at the verses. There you go. They told everybody they met about Him. They told everybody. I don't know about you, but when I'm excited about something, it comes out, right? Matthew 12:34, I believe it is, says the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever is in your heart, whatever is overflowing up out of your heart, it comes out of your mouth, right? Which is kind of scary because some things come out of my mouth. That means that they were in my heart. That's kind of scary to me sometimes. But what if I'm talking about Jesus a lot, it's because it's coming up out of my heart, right? If I'm talking, the truth is, I do. I talk about the things I love, right? And I have to say, as a teacher in a public school, I don't get to talk about Jesus openly like this, so thank you guys for letting me do that, because it's just so much better to do it this way where I can actually say His name, you know? What about like a this is not, I don't really know what happened with my wife when we got married in this case, but I have seen women that when they get engaged, right, the guy puts the ring on her finger, and she cries, and if he's done it right, man, he's like gone all out, right? She cries, and he says yes, and all that stuff in the moment. But as soon as that moment is over, what does she do? I mean, when she's kind of done with him, so to speak. She immediately tells her friends, right? And she like she doesn't even have to say anything. Like, she just walks into the room, and so her girlfriend on the other side of the room can see something on her face, right? You know what I'm saying? And then they run together, like, and they're showing, can you believe it? You know what I'm saying? They're excited about it. The overflow of the heart is what the mouth speaks. Yeah, I act like a girl. I'm sorry. I won't say I've had practice, but whatever. But that's what they do because they're excited about it, right? And their girlfriend's excited about it too. They're happy for them. Guys, if we talk about Jesus like that, maybe, and it should be the same way. Somebody across the room ought to see you walk into the room and they can look at you and see there's something about your countenance. There's something about your face that's different. Jesus is coming out of you in some way, right? Have you known people like that? Have you known anybody like that? Like just their presence with the group, everybody else behaves differently. And it just kind of comes out of them naturally. It's not like they're preaching at you or anything, but Jesus comes out of them, right? That's the shepherds, man. They returned, you know, they're telling everybody after what they saw. I think it's awesome. So that's, what are the three things so far? They listened to God and His Word. They went with haste. They felt an urgency to be with Jesus. And then they tell everybody else about it, right? The last thing. What else do you see? The last part of the verses there. Verses 19 and 20. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. The sheep herders, what did they do? Glorified and praised God. They worshipped. They worshipped. I don't know whether you know it or not. God made you to be a worshiper. Every one of you, whether you believe it or not, you are a worshiper. You may not worship Jesus all the time, but you worship something, right? When the alarm clock goes off in the morning and I hit snooze 17 times, I'm worshiping something. What am I worshiping? Yeah, my laziness or my, you know, I want what I want. I'm worshiping me, right? Every choice we make is a choice to worship something. This or this. Am I going to do it God's way or am I going to do it my way? Am I going to do it God's way or am I going to do it the way my friends encourage me to do it? Every choice we make is a choice to worship. Show you this next video. This is and I'll just warn you beforehand. I debated about whether to use this video or not. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome example of worship that you're going to see in this video. It is a horrible example of God. These people are worshiping, but it ain't God. I won't tell you what it is till after you see, but you'll catch on. Actually, hit pause a sec before you start. Look for all the ways you see them worshiping. Look for every example you can see of how they worship. Go ahead. Sorry.
Tut monda patrineso, kai amo, kai la curaza forto de musico.
Yeah.
idolatry, right? Horrible idolatry. It was a video that they made. What kind of guy would make that video about himself? I mean, I'm just sickened by it in some ways. But tell me, what are the ways that you saw worship happening?
All them people were yelling and praying.
Okay, Ryan. Okay, they made a statue. They used their artistic abilities and did it. And then you said people fainting, right? Given their whole bodies. They were so obsessed that they passed out. What else did you see? Worship. Just how big it was, yeah. Right. The what? Yeah, the soldiers learned that whole little Michael Jackson, whatever that thing was, right? That's right. They had to practice and work and train to be able to pull that off. That's worship when you're practicing and training to serve the Lord, right? What else? They set all that stuff up, yeah? Arranged for it to be dramatic in some ways. You got other things. What? Crying, yeah. Right. So emotionally moved.
Saying, I love you to someone they
made. With their lips. With their lips. Michael, I love you. Yeah. Right. What else did you see? Other ways they worship. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They prepared their physical appearance to, yeah. Uh-huh. All the detail work that went into it. They made signs, right? Shouting his name. Michael! Michael! What about Jesus, right? It's not really any different. Well, it's a whole lot different. But the ways that we can express ourselves to Jesus, we can use all of those things with our lips, right? Jesus, Jesus. With our artwork, and you're holding up signs, or maybe you're working to craft, you know, they did the statue, working to craft something in my shop, you know, we take wood shop, you know. Maybe you're doing something that will honor the Lord with what you're making with your hands. Yeah. What else? The practice and the training. Are you guys, you know, it's my prayer that this Sunday night thing that you guys are doing is practice and training, and you're growing in the Word, and you're learning more and more so that you can go out and serve, right? Hopefully what we do here is not just words that are going in and out of your head, right? You should be using it out there in some way. I lead a group called Faith in Action. Some of you have been to that. And we go and use our hands, and we make wheelchair ramps for people, and then we share the gospel in some way with them if we can. That's another way to worship. What are some other things that you saw in there? Yeah, like singing. Yeah, we do that in our services here. You can do that at home. Flying them. What happened? This is kind of a critical thing I thought was interesting. What happened when all the explosions started going off and all that? What did the people do? There was lots of chaos on the ground, right? Where did they go? They all surrounded the statue, right? When there's chaos, they go to the thing that draws them all together, and they look upon that, right? Is that what we do? When there's chaos in our lives, do we just go crazy with our friends? Or do we go to the cross and look upon the cross? Because that's where we ought to be, right? You see what I mean? When the chaos happens, we should all rally to the cross. Because that's where we're saved. That's where we find what we need. I am. I want to leave you with this. Worship. When they're saying Michael, 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 it just rolled off their lips really easily. Say it out loud. Say Jesus right now. And feel the words in your mouth as you say it. Jesus. 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 Go ahead, say it. It's okay. How does it feel? Does it roll off your lips? Is it natural? Is it something that feels right in your mouth because you say it so often? Maybe it should feel more natural in our mouths. Matthew 12:34, out of the overflow of our heart, our mouth speaks. It's just a little thing just to kind of think about. How does that word, how does his name feel in your mouth? Awesome. Awesome. If you want to, your life to make a difference and to count and to all of those things, the shepherds did the four things. They listened to God's word, right? The angel, when he spoke, they listened to that and only that. There's lots of other voices, lots of other things tempting them. They listened to that. Then they went directly there with haste. They pursued Jesus. After they found him, they told everybody else about him, and they worshiped. Man, I think that's a great guideline for how we should live our lives. I think that's what God has called us to do. And I just want to encourage you in all of those things. Let's just spend a few moments. I don't know what you normally do at the end here, but I'm going to ask you to, let's just sit in silence. And you think over those things and talk to God about those things. Whatever it is that, you know, maybe you need to be stronger in one of those areas. Maybe you just want to thank him for being awesome. But spend some time kind of quietly on your own with him. And then I'll do another song as we close out. We'll go from there.